Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for all that he's done. And we appreciate the Lord in the word that we've been receiving by our pastor and the teachings of this word. And this word is sure. Amen. As my wife is saying, to try it yourself. It is sure. Amen. This word comes through. And we've been getting into a new area, a new light. Praising God, beginning to know what praise does for your life.
Amen.
Amen. And we can go and continue in life and not say anything, not open up our mouth. And we cannot allow the enemy to close our mouth off and not say anything. And that's what the enemy does. If we don't open up our mouth, we're not praising God. Then guess what? He gets that praise. And we don't want the enemy to get anything. Give no place to the devil. Amen. All praises is unto God. Praise God. Praise God. And so this praise, this worship that we're learning does something for us. Amen. And we quote that scripture, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So God is showing us praise. Yes, God desires worship and praise, but he's glorified. He has the angels. He's got the angels will praise him. But he wants us to learn how to praise him and love on him, to worship him, because praise does something to us, to our hearts. Praise begins to do a work in our spirit and causes us to be to know him and what he's done for you. And so we praise him because of that, because of what he's done for you. Think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for you. Come on, begin to meditate. Begin to think about it and not get into sorrows or worries or problems or why me, why God. You know, why do I have to go? All that, that's just complaining. That's just the things of the world. But begin, I guarantee you, when you begin to open up your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for all that you've done. And you might be in a different situation, but what did he do for you before? Because if he did it then, he'll do it now. Come on, he'll bring you through now. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. And so, my wife was touched on the scripture in Psalms 146, and I just want to go there. Psalms 146, verse 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. What a wonderful scripture. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That means open up your mouth and give him praise. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. My soul. So as we learn, as we're learning, praises begin within you. Oh, my soul, that means it starts with you. You begin to open up your mouth, and not just, it's not a flesh worship. It's not an act. It's not a show. See, it's a continuing praise. Even when you're not saying anything, your mind is meditating on him. You're praising God. The scripture says, while I was musing, the fire burned. See, because that praise keeps the kindle on the fire. Amen? That fire of the Holy Ghost. And you praise God. Hallelujah. And you worship the King. Your soul, praise God, begins to worship the Lord. My wife quoted the scripture, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And it continues on in Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own. See, it's dealing with you. And lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge. Come on. Acknowledge. That means praise him, worship him, open up your mouth, begin to recognize the Lord in your life. Amen. Praise God and give him the glory due his name. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Come on. That means in every situation, acknowledge the Lord, for his mercy endured forever. Come on. In every situation. For he is good and his mercies endure forever. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. So what does praise do? It begins to bring us into the path of righteousness. It directs our path because we're praising God in everything. Amen. In everything. And so it says, while I live. Come on. While you have breath today, this is your opportunity to praise him. Redeeming the time. Come on. Redeeming the time that's at hand. Open up your mouth and praise him. While I live, I praise the Lord. Come on. Because when this dust goes back to the earth, the dust, it can't praise God anymore. Praise God. Because it's in the earth. So you missed the opportunity on this side to praise God. Oh, I'll wait till I get over there. Ah, but you miss what praise does for you right now. Come on. You miss the blessing that comes down when you praise God. You miss the atmosphere and the presence of God right now. So why wait when you can praise him right now? Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Come on. While you have any life in you. I don't care whatever the situation. When I was down, when I had my legs up and I couldn't move, I was praising God. I was worshiping God in every while I have my being, because I know God gave me life. I know God is healing my knee. I know God is going to allow me to be able to walk right again. Hallelujah. And no matter what, praise God. I'll praise you anyhow, God, because my God, you are the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. And so we praise him and we worship him because he's good. And go down to that 147, chapter 1, 147, and write down the next chapter. I don't want to go through all this this verse because 146, because we've gone through it. It's so many good things. And my wife touched on the loosing the prisoners. Amen. And that's what praise does. It begins to break the chains. Ah, man, let me just go to verse 7 of 146. I thought I was going to keep going. But let me go to verse 7 of 146. And it says, which execute judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry, the Lord loosen the prisoners. Look what praise does. Come on. It gives food to the hungry. You see, because we're crying out to him, because we can't do it ourselves. We thank God for what he's done for us. And he begins to loose those chains. He begins to loose those burdens. Come on. He begins to break the bars asunder and set your soul free that you can praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Freely give, freely receive. You can worship God in the spirit of holiness. Hallelujah. Amen. And then go down to verse chapter 47, verse 1. It says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing unto our God. See, it's good. It's a good thing because you're created for his good pleasures. You are created for his good pleasures. Amen. And you are praising God. Come on. It starts, that praise starts within out. And because that's what you're created for. And it's good to praise him because it's what God desires from us. Amen. He's seeking such to worship him, amen, that they may worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So that praise begins to happen on the inside. Why? Because you're working out your own salvation through fear and trembling. Because it's God that worketh in you, both to do his will and of his good pleasure. Amen. And it pleases God for you and I to praise him. It pleases him to worship him. It pleases him. And God is working it out on the inside. Come on. He's working it out on the inside. So we sing glory unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it says, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Come on. Praise is beautiful. Hallelujah. Praise is beautiful. And Psalm 1, I think it's 48 or 148, it says, great is the Lord and greatly, woo, to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, because he's good. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. That means calmly. Amen. Praise is calmly. Praise is beautiful. So why are you praising God? Because he's great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. And he's beautiful. That means praise him in every situation because it's good and it pleases God because it's beautiful. Hallelujah. And it brings you to a place of holiness in Mount. Oh my God. Hallelujah. The spirits of just men are made perfect. Hallelujah. Because something's going on the inside. He's working out perfection in you. He's working out holiness in you. He's working out righteousness, sanctification, justification, redemption inside of you. Hallelujah. Come on. Beautiful for situation. And the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of our great King. Hallelujah. God is known her palaces. Hallelujah. The God, that means God knows you inside. You, my God, you're building a relationship of praise. Hallelujah. You're building a relationship. The scripture says he sings in the midst of the congregation. Amen. Because he wants a response. He wants to hear you. He's teaching you the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So you can be able to respond and glorify, hallelujah, his holy name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. And so praise God. We know that he's beautiful in every situation. Whatever the situation is, just begin to praise God. Come on, don't look at the negative. Don't look at what's not there. Begin to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Begin to look at the hope that that you have in him. Hallelujah. And you'll see your life begin to turn around. Your focus begin to turn around. And a praise begin to happen. And your feet starts to move. And your hands start to clap. And tears begin to roll down your eyes. Hallelujah. And that little small praise becomes a big praise. And you begin to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Because he made you more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let's go to Psalms chapter. We went to 104, right? 107. Let's touch real quick Psalms 107. Praise God. In verse 1, Psalms 107, and it says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. You see what we've been receiving? Because God is good. So give thanks because he's good. You know, when somebody does a good thing to you, do you say thank you? Amen. Do you appreciate it? Hallelujah. How so much God? He's giving you the breath you breathe. He wakes you up every day. Come on, he gives you the strength to get through the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the scripture was quoted, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So you rejoice in him. You don't rejoice in because you get a car or because you got a raise. That's okay. That's all good. But praise God, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Hallelujah. And I know I do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I rejoice no matter what the situation is because he's good. Hallelujah. And his mercies endure forever. And it says, let the redeemed, come on. Woo, this is awesome. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Come on. Let the redeemed. You see what happens? My God, Jesus, this is awesome. Let me just, I feel the Holy Spirit, feel the anointing. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That means you are agreeing. There's an agreement. There's a one accordness. There's a oneness in the spirit. Amen. Again, it's not in the flesh. Let the redeemed, because he redeems your soul. Hallelujah. From the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let your praise, let your testimony be of one who was redeemed of the earth. Hallelujah. Be of one who was redeemed of your situation. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. I praise God because he brought me out from the mire and the clay. I praise God because he put my feet upon the rock to stay. I praise the Lord because he saved me from that, come on, from the hand of the enemy. I praise the Lord because he gave me salvation. Hallelujah. He brought immortality to light through the gospel. I praise God for his good word. Hallelujah. That I can meditate on him. Though I don't have anything, I praise God hallelujah, anyhow, because God is my provider. He's my Jehovah Jireh. Come on. I praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. And my God, you see the salvation of the Lord. He says, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. But while you're standing there still, that doesn't mean be quiet. Stand there and praise Him. Stand there and watch God work on your behalf. Come on. Stand there and watch and see how God turns things around. How He gives you favor. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, because He has delivered me from the hand of the enemy. You see, we were in the hand of the enemy. Come on. You see, but when God delivered you, He took you out of the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. And He placed you in His own hand. And He said, let no man pluck you out of my hand. Hallelujah. Come on. Woo! That means the enemy don't have you. God's got you. Hallelujah. God's got you in His hand. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Woo! He delivers you from the hand of the enemy. He translates you from the power of Satan unto God. He translates you from darkness unto light. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He delivers you from the hand of the enemy. And He gives you power. Come on. Wonder working power. Over all the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. That's what He does. You see what praise does? It evokes God to move on your behalf. Come on. Come on. It evokes God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you ever cried out to your mama or to your big brother when you're in trouble? And you say, help me, brother. I need you right now. Come on. The bully's beating me up. And what does your big brother do? He comes to the rescue. I know many times when my big brothers came to the rescue. Come on. Hallelujah. I was saying, yeah, I'm glad I got a big brother. Come on. Because I couldn't do it. But my brothers came. Hallelujah. They were my present help in the time of need. And He is your present help in the time of need. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And go to Psalms 34. Hallelujah. How David, this is awesome. Let's just enjoy God. Psalms 34. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. You see, I will bless the Lord at all times. That means continually, all times. Amen. Morning, noon, and night. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And so you see, this blessing, this praise, this testimony is of one who has been redeemed. Think about it. When you go through and you don't know how you did it, because you didn't do it. So it was not on your own strength. And you begin to look back and see the steps of God in your life. See the handprints of the Lord. And you look back and you say, thanks be to God. You redeemed me, Lord God. You delivered me from my trouble. Praise God. And what happens? You begin to go tell it on the mountain. Come on. You begin to tell everybody what God has done for you. Come on. And you can't tell it like I can tell it. Come on. What the Lord has done for me, because He redeemed me from the hand of the enemy. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. My soul. You see where the praise starts? My soul. It starts in your soul. That fire burns in the soul. Don't wait until someone says, lift your hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say glory to God. You're not a puppet. God has created you, and He sees you as an individual. And it's your relationship with God that you have to have. And it's the fire that God has put in you by the Holy Ghost that you have to keep kindled. My soul, David said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. So if you don't praise God, my soul will boast in him. And if any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. Hallelujah. And that neighbor looks at you all weird and funny because they starchy and sticky. Come on. But you loose and you're glorifying God. Hallelujah. Come on. Your hands is raised. Hallelujah. You got a song in your mouth. You got a dance in your feet because you know what God has redeemed you from. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. See, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. You see those who are with you, the humble, that's humble in spirit, the humble, the ones that understand what you're going through, the humble, the one that's been there, amen, and had their experience, the humble shall hear. I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm going to rejoice with you. I'm going to be glad. Praise the name of the Lord, because God is bringing you out. Hallelujah. Because he's blessing you. Because I see that change. I see the fire all over you. Hallelujah. The humble shall hear and be glad. That means they will be encouraged too. Praise the Lord. I see my brother going through. I see my sister going through. And they're praising God. Well, glory be to God. I know if God can do it for them, he can do it for me also. Praise the name of the Lord. And they catch on fire. Next thing you know, the whole house is on fire. Everybody's glorifying God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, magnify. You see how he calls David. Come on, join in with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on. Let's say that again. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. You see how praise brings you into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man. It brings you in the unity. That means you're part of this. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. You and I together. Praise God. If one can chase 1,000. Woo! Come on, now you're with me. Now you're with me. If one can chase 1,000, you and I together begin to praise the Lord. If one can chase 1,000, then 2, come on, then 3, then 4, then 5, come on, can send thousands upon 10,000s to flight. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Woo! Ha, a lot of us. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us exalt his name together. Come on. See, and God gives you through praise victory in the fight. Come on. Victory. You see, he already fights your battles. And the battle's already won. See, he just wants you to praise him now. Because now you're in agreement with what God already did for you. My God. You're already in agreement for what he already did for you. Praise God. Because he already made a way of escape. He just wants you to get out of your little prison door. Come on. Your little pity party. Praise God. And say, thanks be to God. I thank my God. Hallelujah. For what he's done for me. And God, my Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me keep going. Praise God. And it says, my soul, where am I at? Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hold your finger in there. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Praise the Lord. Verse 10. Ephesians chapter 5. I think it's verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. And it says, actually, go up to verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. See, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So why be in that evil day? Birds in a feather flock together. Misery loves company. Why be in that misery when you can redeem the time that's at hand? And praise God. Give God the glory. Amen. And he will honor you and bless you and deliver you. Amen. Out of your situation. Praise God. Amen. And it says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. See? See, it's understanding. It's not just praising God because you in the flesh, you want to see somebody, you want somebody to see you. You're praising God. Amen. You're praising God because you love him. And he brings you into an understanding of him in this praise, in this worship. See, because you are glorifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. The Most High God. Praise God. And you're his children. And it says, and be not drunk with wine. Amen. Wherein is excess. That means it'll bring you into the evil. But you rather, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. So when you're praising God, that's the indwelling of the Spirit. See, praise activates something inside of you. Worship activates something inside of you. It begins to tap in to the unseen. Come on. It taps in into the spirit realm, into another dimension where flesh no longer has any strength. Amen. But your spirit man, the hidden man of the heart, the scripture says, be strengthened with might in the inner man. Come on. By his spirit. So God begins to tap into your spirit when you activate it with the praise. And God begins to invest in you. He begins to pour out his nature inside of you. He begins to equip you and give you guidance and wisdom and knowledge and understanding how to overcome the situation. That's why it's beautiful. Every situation you go through, it's to build you. It's to bring you into the knowledge of God. Amen. It's for you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. And when you overcome, you have a praise and a testimony in your mouth of what God has redeemed you through. Come on. And it says, be not drunk, 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms. Come on, you see the praise? You see how it's continue speaking to yourself in psalms, in hymns, spiritual psalms, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's a continual praise. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Why? Because it started in the heart. Amen. It says, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Come on, give thanks of all things. Come on, unto the Father. Give thanks, praise him, worship him, make melody in your heart, sing songs, spiritual hymns. Come on, hallelujah. Let that fire continue to burn. And go back to Psalms 34 and go, we're down to verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You see, you're seeking God. Praise causes you to seek the Lord. It breaks through the heavenlies. It breaks through, come on, principalities and powers. And it causes you to touch God. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Come on, you hear the testimony of what God has redeemed David from? All of his fears, because he knew God is with him, and all he has to do is begin to open up his mouth and acknowledge the Lord in his life. And God worked on his behalf. They looked unto him and were lightened. Come on, they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. You see how that praise began to encourage others. Their countenance began to change. They're not ashamed because they see the hope in you. Amen. And they hang on to that same hope. They know, praise God, that if that man, that woman has hope, that means that their faith has touched a place in God. And if I just begin to build my faith, begin to praise God, I'm encouraged in this. I'm encouraged in the Lord. Then I will begin to tap in and have that same hope. Amen. And it says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all Come on, not some, not a little bit, but all his troubles. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see. Come on, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Come on. Oh, taste and see. Hallelujah. Come on. When you're praising God, you're tasting of his goodness. You're seeing the salvation of the Lord work on your behalf. Come on, because he's delivering you out of all your troubles. There's not one trouble that you go through that God can't deliver you from. Come on, that the hand of God, he says he redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. That means if he redeemed you from the hand of the enemy, that means the enemy of yourself, your mind, and the enemy, Satan, the enemy. Come on. And the world that comes against you every day. That means if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. He delivers you out of all. Come on, your fears. And let's go to Matthew or Luke. Luke chapter 1. And let's finish up here, Mary, verse 46. How this woman heard the salutations of the Lord. Amen. You see how these scriptures are examples of those that have gone through. And their life has become a testimony. A praise unto God. You see, our lives is to become a praise unto God, a testimony. We're not living on this earth just to live and die and that's it. No, it's to glorify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's to be a living testimony. Amen. A living epistle known and read of all men, that our lives are becoming the praise. That means you're a light, you're a candle set on the hill. That means that candle is illuminated. It brights up everything. Come on, it lightens the day. Hallelujah. And everyone sees that light because it's a praise. It's a worship. It's a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, and Mary said, my soul doeth magnify the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced. And God, my Savior. You see what happened when she heard the salutations of the Lord? When she said, when she heard that you will bear a son, amen, a Savior, and his name will be Christ, the Lord. Praise God. When she heard the salutations that he will come to save the world, that he is our deliverer, amen, Emmanuel, God with us. When she began to hear the salutations of the Lord, amen. I know there's a scripture she said. Let's just go back just real quick. And it says in verse 37 in chapter 1, it says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Be it unto me according to thy word. So she began to praise God according to the word that was given. See, that's where praise starts. When you hear the word of God, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And then you go through and you begin to see where God has redeemed you from, because his word is sure. His word said that he will do it. Amen. And it has come to pass, or it will come to pass. And the word that you heard, that's what you stand on. That is your foundation. The word mixed with faith. Hallelujah. And it begins to cause a praise to happen inside of you. Hallelujah. Something deep inside of you. Praise God. Because it has penetrated your soul. It's penetrated your spirit. Amen. And you begin to open up your mouth and worship God. And Mary said, go back to 46. And Mary said, my soul doeth magnify the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced. Come on, in God my Savior. My spirit has rejoiced. Come on, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. It says, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaid. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, for henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty, come on, He that is mighty has done great things. Come on, holy is his name. You see the praise in that? He that is mighty has done great things. Holy is his name. She began to praise God. Her soul began to boast in the Lord. Holy is his name. And when we hear the word of God, hallelujah, we begin to open up our mouth in praise because we know holy is his name. He has done great things in your life. He has done great things in my life. Holy is his name. Hallelujah. And it says, for his mercy is on them that fear him. See, he's good. And his mercies endure forever. His mercies is upon him that fear him. And it says, from generation to generation. That means in your generation, his mercies. And you praise him. And you don't have to see it, but your children's children will begin to praise him and worship him. Hallelujah. And every generation, he never leaves himself without a witness. Your praise, there'll be a praise, there'll be a worship. The scripture tells us the knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the earth as the water covers the sea. There shall be a praise. Hallelujah. And it says, he has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He scattered them because of their imagination. Reprobate minds. They don't want to praise God. God has a people. Amen. And he's called them out for his name. Come on. And we are the people of God. Amen. An army. That's right. Arrayed in battle. So all that men will praise the Lord for his goodness. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things. Come on, are you hungry today? I said, are you hungry? Come on. He that who was hungry and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. He fills you with good things. You see what praise does? Praise begin to, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, he begins to fill you with good things. And it tastes so good, sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. Come on, your mouth is filled with joy and rejoicing. Hallelujah. You're praising the Lord with the cast of your lips. Hallelujah. You're bringing the sacrifices of praise into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's good and his mercies endure forever. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. He fills us with the hungry with good things. And the rich has sent, he sent away empty. He has holding up his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He's spoken to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Come on. And we are part of that seed. Hallelujah. That spiritual seed of Abraham to worship God in the beauty of holiness, to praise God. Hallelujah. And what praise begins to happen in our lives? Come on. It begins to redeem us. So let the redeemed say so, because he redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed say so. Come on. Because he delivered us from the dust of the earth. Hallelujah. And made us seated in heavenly places. Let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah. My God. Because God has brought you out from the hand of the enemy and brought you into his marvelous light. Let the redeemed say so. Come on. Because he lifted up the poor out of the dust. Hallelujah. And lifted up the beggar out of the dunghill and made him seated upon prince with princes. Hallelujah. Come on. And he calls you to sit. He made you to sit. Hallelujah. And inherit the throne. Hallelujah. My God. Praise God. Let the redeemed say so. Praise God. Because he has done good things for you. Let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah. Because you are the pillars of the world earth. And he set the worlds upon you. Let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah. Because he brought you from a place of death into life. Let the redeemed say so. So we glorify God this morning. We thank God for all that he's done for us. We serve an awesome God. Come on, give the Lord a praise, saints. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let your soul begin to magnify the Lord. Let your spirit rejoice in God our Savior. Come on, let your soul make her boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise clap. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We thank him for his goodness. Hallelujah. We rejoice in your holy.